Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tributes have been paid to Girls Aloud singer Sarah Harding, who died from breast cancer yesterday. She was just 39 years old, and her death has highlighted the need for people to stay vigilant about their health and to get checked if they notice anything at all. Sarah had been directed for an MRI before COVID-19 hit hospitals in March 2020, and then sadly announced in August 2020 that she'd been given devastating news that the cancer had advanced to other parts of her body. Her death has hit very close to home for the 35,000 people living with breast cancer in Ireland. And breast cancer survivor Georgie Crawford, who was diagnosed at 32, joins us now on the line. And Georgie, thank you very much for joining us this evening. As I say, you're a breast cancer survivor yourself. So I wonder, how did you feel hearing the news about Sarah's death yesterday?
Hi, Sarah. Yeah, I was so shocked. You know, I think I had been preparing myself for that day for a while. Obviously, I'd been following Sarah's story closely over the last year, and it was just so sad yesterday to read that news.
In terms of yourself, you discovered a lump in your breast when you were breastfeeding your daughter, Pia. Can you take us through your diagnosis at the time? You were 32 at the time.
Yes, I was 32. I was on my maternity leave, and one night, it was the middle of the night, I sat up to comfort Pia, but as I leaned over to her crib, my left hand fell against my right breast and I found a lump in my breast. And 5 days later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So, of course, it was such a shock. There was no breast cancer in my family. I didn't think women in their 30s got breast cancer. And I went on an unimaginable journey, you know, with the chemo and the radiotherapy. And thankfully, I'm coming up now to my 4-year scans, and please God, they will still be clear.
I know that Sarah Harding documented her own treatment in her book, Hear Me Out. And obviously the pandemic had an impact on how she was seen, but she was also and she was also advised to get an MRI done. But she convinced herself that she had a painful cyst. In your own case, you know, as you say, you're in your early 30s. This isn't something really that would have crossed your mind or that you'd have been worried about. When you felt the lump, did you immediately feel concerned, or what was your emotional reaction?
I think when I felt this lump, it was so hard, Sarah. And it was, you know, I'd heard people saying for years that it's like a pea. My lump, I couldn't move it. It just felt very sinister. And I think I knew deep down inside that it was cancer. I was so supported by my amazing family. And the next day, you know, I rushed to the GP. I didn't hesitate to go to the doctor. I was diagnosed with stage 2. My cancer hadn't spread. And I'm so grateful every day that I acted so quickly. And that's been my message from the start, is that if you find something that's abnormal for you, to address it, because early detection could save your life.
And that is the key, isn't it, is to go get checked out. And if when you are going to get checked out, then I wonder what should people be looking out for. Obviously, a lump is very important. But did you have any pain in your case?
No, I had no pain. I felt very tired, very run down, but I didn't know really what was normal. I just had a baby, so I put it down to being a first-time mum. But there is 8 warning signs to look out for. So you may see when you go to the GP, the little pink leaflets in the waiting room, and on that is the 8 signs of breast cancer. So it can be a puckering of the skin, an unusual increase in the size of one of your breasts. And I think the key is to know what is normal for you, and to look in the mirror, look at your breasts, know what to be looking out for. And Breast Cancer Ireland actually have a brilliant app called Breast Aware, and on that app they can send you a monthly reminder to check your breasts, and also shows you how to check your breasts properly, because that's a really important step.
That'd be really useful for people. That's the Breast Aware app, is it?
Yeah, it's the Breast Aware app from Breast Cancer Ireland. And honestly, you know, downloading that app could save your life.
In terms of treatment, then, Sarah Harding, her cancer had spread, obviously, and it had gone to her spine, and she decided not to do radiotherapy on her skull in the final months of her life. Very difficult treatment. And I know that you know how difficult treatment is for breast cancer.
Yeah, I I didn't imagine really, you know, what it was going to be like. I thought maybe because my cancer hadn't spread that I wouldn't have to get chemotherapy. But, you know, I sat down, I went into a round of IVF to save my embryos and 5 months of chemotherapy, which was so taxing. And actually radiotherapy in itself is exhausting. But I took a year out and I went through the treatment, and as I said, so supported by everyone in my family. And I suppose just kind of just kept thanking my lucky stars that my cancer hadn't spread. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for so many, I have so many friends that I've met through Breast Cancer Ireland. Emma Cassidy, another girl in her 30s who's gone on to have a baby. My friend Denise Ash, who was diagnosed back running marathons. So I think that, you know, it's just so important to address it as quickly as possible so that you can have a chance to get your life back.
Mm. Absolutely. And that message being, you know, it's not an easy journey, but it doesn't have to be all bad necessarily. As you say, you can get your life back. How did your own treatment go, Georgie? How long did it go on for?
It was a year. I'm now on a drug called tamoxifen for 5 years. You certainly don't go back to normal. I'm still recovering from, you know, just the post-traumatic stress, I suppose, from everything I went through. But I get up every day. I have a completely different outlook on life. I, you know, started my podcast. I'm on a wellness journey now, and, you know, thanking my lucky stars every single day that I'm still here, and doing as much work as I can for Breast Cancer Ireland. And actually, Sarah, they launched the Great Pink Run today, and the funds raised from the Great Pink Run will go into research for metastatic breast cancer. And that's what Sarah Harding had. And that's when, you know, your cancer migrates to invade major organs. And we need as much money going into that research as we can, so that if you are diagnosed, that it doesn't have to be a life sentence. And unfortunately, you know, Sarah Harding was 39. She's died. And I think it's going to make people realize that you can get breast cancer under the age of 50. 30% of women who are diagnosed with breast cancer in Ireland are between the ages of 20 to 50. So unfortunately, Sarah Harding had to die for many people to check their breasts this week. And I think it's going to be like, you know, the Jade Goody effect almost.
Well, hopefully it is. And hopefully it will help to raise awareness for it. And I know Sarah did a lot when she got her treatment to try and raise awareness for it. That Great Pink Run, if people wanted more details on that, Georgie, I don't know, do you have it to hand?
Yeah, so it's in over on breastcancerireland.ie, you know, supported by Sonia O'Sullivan. Some amazing people get in behind this, because the money that Breast Cancer Ireland raise goes into research, and that's what we need. We need research into breast cancer. Okay. And yeah, a great community of people. So it's greatpinkrun.ie for more information on that.
Okay, so that's important. And also, as you said, Breast Aware, if you want to search in your apps on your phone, you'll be able to find that app, which helps alert you to how to check and when to check and all of that. Georgie, I wish you the very best with the rest of your journey, and thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much.
That's Georgie Crawford. We'll take a break.